Imagine having 50 of the world's greatest minds as your personal mentors, guiding you through life's most profound challenges. This is precisely what Ogmandio offers in his masterpiece, a comprehensive university curriculum for success that traditional education never teaches. Unlike conventional wisdom that focuses solely on external achievements, Mandino's approach begins with something far more fundamental: understanding yourself. Success isn't just about what you accomplish, but who you become along the journey. The path to greatness starts not with strategies or techniques, but with honest self-reflection, the courage to face uncomfortable truths about yourself and your past. Success isn't a one-dimensional pursuit of wealth or status, but rather a harmonious balance of five essential elements. First comes purpose, a clear direction that aligns with your core values rather than others' expectations. Without this compass, you're simply getting nowhere, regardless of how busy you appear. Second is your batting average, understanding that even the most accomplished individuals face failure rates of 60-70%. What distinguishes them isn't perfection, but persistence through inevitable setbacks. Third comes the price you're willing to pay, the comfort, leisure time, or relationships you'll sacrifice for your dreams. There's no success without cost. Joy must be counterbalanced by effort. Fourth is satisfaction, that inner warmth that confirms your achievements truly fulfill you rather than leaving you hollow inside. Finally, there's spirituality, that sense of being in tune with something greater that provides resilience during difficulties and meaning beyond material gain. When these five elements align, you experience not just success, but profound fulfillment. Why do so many of us fall short of our potential? The answer lies in what Dorothea Brande calls the will to fail, a counterforce that works against our natural drive toward fulfillment. Like a skilled saboteur, this force operates in disguise, camouflaging itself even from our conscious awareness. Some victims sleep excessively, becoming irritable when their routine is disrupted. Others engage in waking sleep through mindless time killers, endless social media scrolling, obsessive reading, or video games that consume hours without enriching life. Perhaps most insidious are those who deliberately choose work beneath their abilities or become eternal students who never produce. They fill life so completely with secondary activities that there's no time to perform the work they're truly capable of. Haven't we all experienced this? That moment when we're about to start something meaningful, only to suddenly remember an urgent email to check or a less important task that somehow feels more pressing. Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward breaking free from self-sabotage and reclaiming your potential. The greatest power you possess isn't wealth, intelligence, or connections. It's the power to choose. This remarkable truth often gets overlooked as we navigate life's challenges. When choices turn out poorly, it's tempting to blame external forces, bad luck, circumstances, difficult people. Yet responsibility ultimately lies within our own decision-making process. Most people move through life with their brakes partly set, limiting themselves to a fraction of what's possible. This self-imposed restriction often stems from low self-esteem, those deeply held beliefs about your worthiness as a human being. Everyone carries their version of an African bug, ridiculous beliefs that can destroy us if left unchecked. These might be constant worries about disasters that never happen, excessive self-criticism about how we speak or look, or beliefs that we're too old to start something new, or not smart enough to pursue education. These negative beliefs act like invisible chains, pulling us down from our true potential. What beliefs might be holding you back right now? Identifying and challenging these limiting thoughts is crucial for personal growth and achievement. What you think now will determine what you become. Your character is the complete sum of all your thoughts. As James Allen explains, all that a man achieves and all that he fails to achieve is the direct result of his own thoughts. Your weakness, strength, purity, impurity, suffering, and happiness all evolve from within. The path to financial security begins with a simple yet profound principle. A part of all I earned was mine to keep. Saving at least 1/10 of all earnings becomes the seed of fortune. Money must work for you as a servant, not against you as a master. Debt drags a person down like nothing else, robbing self-respect and keeping one in perpetual poverty. How many of us have experienced the freedom that comes from living within our means versus the constant stress of financial overextension? The ancient wisdom remains true today. Fortune favors the brave who help themselves, not those waiting for something to turn up. Financial independence doesn't come from luck or inheritance, but from consistent application of timeless principles. Making your money earn more money, and its earnings earn still more. Success today isn't a destination, but a journey of constant growth and adaptation. Anyone who selects a goal that can be fully achieved has already defined their limitations. When we cease to grow, we begin to die. In our rapidly changing economy, the average person must be retrained at least 4 times during their lifetime. What was right yesterday may be questionable today and wrong tomorrow. Will Rogers provided the simplest formula for success: know what you're doing, love what you're doing, and believe in what you're doing. Knowledge alone isn't enough. You must also love your work. Working solely for money means you're underpaid regardless of your earnings. Only by loving your work can you become an optimist, and everyone loves doing business with an optimist. Finally, without deep conviction in what you're doing, all efforts fall flat. People are persuaded more by the depth of your conviction than by the height of your logic, more by your enthusiasm than any proof you can offer. While tension often gets a bad reputation, Dr. Harry Johnson explains that a certain amount is actually beneficial and necessary for success. Like a watch spring that needs tension to function, humans need tension to stay interested and alert. Life without it would be like soup without salt. The key isn't eliminating tension, but managing it wisely. Ensuring you're in the right line of work, taking regular movement breaks, recognizing when tiredness indicates boredom rather than exhaustion, and most importantly, learning your personal tension threshold. True success isn't measured by external achievements, but by your capacity for deep, mature happiness. Those who constantly set new material goals, reaching $100,000, then wanting $1,000,000, then more, find themselves perpetually unsatisfied. Finding meaning connects closely with belonging, but specifically relates to purpose and worthy achievement. Everyone needs to feel their contribution matters, whether a parent knowing their guidance shapes future generations or a worker seeing how their efforts improve others' lives. In our modern era that sometimes devalues traditional virtues like willpower and perseverance, remember that real success remains authentic despite many following false trails. The ultimate achievement isn't found in material results, but in enriching the human spirit you've been entrusted with. Your life is your greatest creative project. Make it a masterpiece worth celebrating.